No, not at all.
We're waiting on Pam, but we'll serve for you.
Please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors meeting, November 22nd, 2022. Right now, we shall have a swearing-in ceremony of Natalie Steffner for the Des Moines County Recorder.
Okay, Natalie, raise your right hand for me. I, Natalie Steffner.
I, Natalie Steffner.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Iowa.
And the Constitution of the State of Iowa.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Discharge all the duties of the office of the Recorder.
Discharge all the duties of the office of the Recorder.
In Des Moines County.
In Des Moines County.
As now or hereafter required by law.
As now or hereafter required by law.
All right, I will have you sign.
Can we borrow a pen?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Natalie?
Thank you.
Better.
Congrats, congrats. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Know what you're here for? Come on. Come on, man.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Put these over here for safekeeping right away.
Thank you.
Is there any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
I have none.
I have none either. We shall make department heads and elected officials. Sarah Doty, the payroll and auditors.
Good morning. Just keeping busy as usual. Nothing new to report at this time.
Okay, thank you. Colin Gersh, IT.
Good morning. Just keeping busy like always. Nothing new to report.
You know, Shane, they all say to keep busy like always.
We're busy people.
Looks like always.
We have to throw that in or you'll throw more work at it.
Right, exactly.
If you're doing that one real quick, they must have time.
Good answer.
Jim, you're always welcome to come in and help in any office.
Yeah.
I've actually had a week of nothing to do, so.
It's only Tuesday.
Yes. Yesterday I attended the Iowa State Sheriff's and Deputies Association Legislative Committee meeting. Just working on some legislative priorities. One of those is working on some fentanyl legislation. There's just some loopholes there that are just bringing fentanyl into our community. So we're working on some changes there. Some other areas that we're looking at is just hands-free legislation for cell phone use, some areas that we could just make the road safer. Attended the Minneapolis Danville City Council meetings last night, and both very happy. I love hearing the positive comments back towards our deputies, how they're handling situations and how they're treating citizens, so all good positive feedback from there. Other than that, our jail's at 96 this morning. 7 of those were in intake. So we should see that number go down. 10 of those are waiting on halfway house placement. So that continues to be an issue. Just room in the halfway house, and unfortunately they stay at our jail until there's room there. So we're waiting on placement there. Another's waiting on treatment placement, but we have 20 out of county of those 96 right now.
That sad part about that is they're on the counties.
Yeah, that's money that's not reimbursed when they're up when they're waiting. Yeah. So unfortunately, we're just at the mercy. And the halfway house, they'll see people will go to the halfway house both as part of sentencing, but also as release from prison. And when they're released from prison, those inmates take priority because they're state inmates and the state dictates that. So unfortunately, we have to wait until there's room and then there's not a need for the state until we get our placement.
Okay, thanks, Kevin.
Yep.
Appreciate that. Trent, here, right, the attorney's office.
So we're coming off last week was fall conference. Then this week there's something going on Thursday. I can't remember, but we're not working. So like I said, there's no court tomorrow. I told you this earlier. No court tomorrow, so we'll be able to start catching up with things. But yeah, and with that, the halfway house and getting people in. I mean, the Department of Corrections. They're upset because some of them are getting let back out in the community that maybe we would prefer that to happen, but it's a resource thing. It's a very limited resource, and we're trying the best we can to get people into things and to have other resources throughout the state. But at the end of the day, it just is what it is.
Yeah, there's only enough room, and unfortunately, when we're waiting for somebody to go up to Oakdale to get placed, they've got to let people out for them to come in.
Yeah.
So it continues to be a concern.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll keep doing our thing and doing the best we can.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate that.
And then we got a work session after this, and that's it.
Okay. Thanks, Greg. Chris Lee, County Conservation.
Hey, good morning. With the change in the weather, the field crew is going to be trying to get some burns done at the Big Hollow today and tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll see how it goes, I guess. We've done a really great job of kind of getting in front of our invasive species control with some of these burns, and so we're going to try to squeeze some more of those in. Our Nature Center staff is looking at trying to put together some winter programs. We're looking at doing like a winter day camp over the winter break for some students anyway. So they're trying to work out those logistics, and we'll be listing those once we get those kind of organized. We'll be listing those through the website.
Okay. Short week. Okay, thanks, Chris. Zach James, Southeast Iowa Regional Planning.
Yeah, things going well. Land use stuff. We've got the agenda item today on the airport ordinance. We've got the wind and solar ordinance drafts out for review. I think we gave everybody through December 9th, I believe. I don't know if that's the right date, but early December. I'll plan to come back and do a work session kind of mid-December. Other than that, we've got probably have a subdivision on the agenda for next week and just a couple other things here and there, a couple floodplain development permits and things of that nature going on. So Jared will be out of the office the rest of the week. I'll be out starting tomorrow, and then we'll be back next Monday.
Thanks, Zach.
Yep.
Natalie Steppner, our new county recorder.
Good morning. Just business as usual. ARCA Search did leave on Wednesday, I believe. They packed up all their stuff. They're the ones that were doing digitizing the auditor's books and then a few of our grantor grantees. So they had a lot of stuff with them, that's for sure. But just keep them busy.
Oh, good. Thank you. Should I ask your husband and have your kids if you've been busy?
You can.
Ken Heidman, Seal Region Mental Health.
Yeah, good morning. I have a mobile crisis meeting this afternoon with a provider. We've got an RFP out for mobile crisis. We had mobile crisis going last year for a little while for a couple of counties, but not down here in Burlington, in Des Moines County. But we got this RFP out, and we've got some questions from one of our providers, how mobile crisis is similar to the mobile assessments that Optima is doing now in the 8 counties. So we're going to talk with them about that, and I don't know where that'll go, but you know, we keep trying to get more of these crisis services set up that the state's asking us to do. Otherwise, just continue to keep busy like everyone else. The hospital contract we were missing one of the signatures on the hospital contract. We did get the second signature on it, so it's going to go on to the governing board now. We had offered them some urgent care slots in addition to the general hospital contract that we've had for years and years and years, and they never asked for those slots though, so you know, you have to have enough staff to do that, therapists and stuff like that, so. So we're just gonna have a very basic contract that'll go on to the governing board for the hospital, so. Yep, that's about it.
Okay, thanks, Ken. Terry Johnson, county auditor.
Good morning. We have been very busy in our office. Finally, thank you guys for coming in Friday and finalizing the last canvas, the official canvas. Because we were busy doing all of those administrative recounts and getting all that stuff, we got a little behind on deeds. We're trying to catch up on that. And we are also, there's some other things too. Too many things to discuss. So if you want to come and help in the office, Jim, feel free.
Okay, Shane, you got time?
What's that, Jim?
Okay, thanks, Terry. Krista Pogemiller, Public Health.
Good morning. We're still continuing to see upper respiratory infections, the RSV, and some influenza going on. So we are given the COVID and the flu shots still, and there's still enough time. Peak flu season starts in December, that time frame. So if you haven't gotten your flu shot now, would be a good time to get that. Our office is obviously closed on Thursday, but generally we give them on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8:30 to 4.
Okay. Krista, did you ever get that flu shot for people over 65?
We didn't. We have in the past, so it's the high dose. So we give what's called quadrivalent, which means it covers two influenza A and two influenza B viruses. But the high dose is for people over 65, and we've gotten them in the past, and we just didn't have enough people that were interested in it. Now we are seeing more people this year, so next year we'll look at bringing that back.
Okay, thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Did I miss anybody? Seeing not miss anybody, we should move on. For no correspondence, do you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I did not.
I did either. We shall move on to discussion and vote. We have the second public hearing for the proposed amendment to the Airport Approach Regulations Ordinance number 58.
Motion to open a public hearing.
Second. Sarah.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Zach, we shall turn this over to you. You're the one that works on this.
Yeah, I don't know how much I want to update you guys on. I talked about it last week. These are some amendments based on adding in some language on runway protection zones. That was as we went through the process to update the regulations for the city of Burlington. It was brought to our attention that those are something that were not included in the ordinance. That was after we had already kind of gone through the process here and been approved. And so we're just coming back to the county to amend the language in the ordinance to add in runway protection zones. We have the definitions defined. Kind of the boundaries, updated the map to show what those zones are, and then have a little section on what the restrictions and regulations are. Other than that, yeah, I don't have a whole lot to update from what I talked about last week or before during the work session. So unless you guys have questions for me.
Okay. So you've added on this here, would be this section 5807, the protection zone use limitations. Is that what you're saying, Zach?
Section 58, that's the number of the ordinance. We added four things, 58.03, the definitions. We added a definition for runway protection zone. Section 5804 that establishes the zones. That's the section that defines the boundaries for each of those runway protection zones on each runway. Section 5805, that's where it references the approach zones map. So the language in that section doesn't change, but we amended the map. And then section 5807, that's the runway protection zone use limitations, defines basically what you're allowed to do or not do within that zone. Those are four things that got changed. that we discussed, I guess, at the, back in September, I think, when we had the work session.
Okay, let me read that one on that, the airport approach is probably the main one here, that 5803. For the runway protection zone, an area is fixed size underlying the innermost portion close to the runway end of the approach overlay zone that the runway is descending from the floor to the AO zone to the ground. The width, the length, and the RP zone may vary. And so it states in here that the innermost 2,500 feet of the AO zone is the southern end of the runway. The width of the RPZ is 1,000 feet, and the inner edge expands uniformly to a width of 1,750 feet. So, and this here is designed an area of the runway ended to enhance the protection of the people and property on the ground. See, anybody from the public have any comments on this? Mr. Green, do you have something?
Tom Green, 5763 Hardman Road. I have property within this clear zone. And, you know, it's my understanding, these are FAA mandates, I would assume.
Yep.
Okay, so we have very little we can do here.
Yeah, actually, this is kind of coming from the Southeast Iowa Regional Airport. They asked us to adopt these regulations, but it's essentially to keep these areas clear that allows them to maintain the runways, keep them open, and keep their, basically their FAA funding in place. Otherwise, they can jeopardize either keeping a runway open or losing funding.
Yeah, totally understand that situation.
And I don't know if they've talked to you, but I know they've talked to a lot of the landowners.
I
not just
not.
In your area, but in other areas, about either purchasing air rights or
purchasing
property at some point when you're looking to sell or things like that. But if I can get you contact information over there if you want to talk to anybody.
That'd be good.
Yeah,
I'd appreciate
it. I can get
that
to you after the meeting.
Like I said, my understanding of the information that was sent to me was nothing new, nothing affected up to this point, only on new structures.
Correct.
Or if I wanted to put up, anything that impeded into the air zone clearance, then they would have restrictions.
Yeah, then
on
there
that.
Might be some issues, yeah, potentially.
Okay.
That's correct, yep.
At the initial time when this was put on my property back in the late 1970s when we built our house, there was financial preparation for that. Is there anything in that for that?
Not that I'm aware of. That I'd have to talk to the airport about that. I'm not familiar with that, but yeah.
Sure. Like I said, I have no issues other than, like I said, appreciate the heads up.
Yep,
appreciate you keeping me informed.
Anybody else have anything?
I understand where Mr. Green's coming at. Might be a Fifth Amendment taking.
Yeah. Well, again, Zach, you might know, if we decided to sell the property, there was a recent property that was purchased right on Summer Street that was a small property, just like an acre or less. But if we decided to sell the property to the airport authority, they have the right of first purchase, is my understanding. I mean, I couldn't sell it to another private entity.
I think you could, unless you have that agreement with them. And that's what I know, they've worked with other landowners to basically have that agreement in place. I don't know that they get that right just without talking to you, but
I don't even think they want to purchase a bunch of land, but that's not true. It just has to everything has to stay the same. And you know, this started with was about funding. That's where all of this started with. So
Understand. Again, I appreciate the keeping me informed.
Anybody online here or watching this, we'll give you 2 minutes to comment on this. You can call 619-753-8203, extension 4, or email board@dmcounty.com. I'll give you 2 minutes.
Chainsaw.
Surely those children weren't bored.
One wanted to stay for about 2 minutes into it, then he was ready to go.
Imagine.
Just think if Carter would have been talking, he would have been ready.
While we're on that 2 minutes, Brian did call this morning and said that the bridge project is going good on 99. And everything's clear, and he wished everybody a good, happy Thanksgiving. Sorry, I forgot to relay that to you.
Fastest Brian Carter report.
I told him I envied him because he's going to Branson.
There you go. I think that's our 2 minutes, Chairman.
2 minutes are up.
Yes, okay.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Motion to approve the second reading of the amendment to airport approach regulations.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Are we waiving the third?
Do we?
Or do we need to?
Probably not for something.
Okay.
Mr. Green might get some interesting news at when he speaks to the airport authorities.
Okay.
Of the 2022 gas electric assessment. This is for the Department of Revenue. Assessed the valuation for gas and electric utilities for North County.
It's my understanding, well, I know that the gas and electric, the utility assessment, that's all figured at the state level.
Yep.
And if we want to collect any taxes off those entities, we need to approve their assessment. So I would make a motion to approve the 2022 gas and electric assessment.
I second that.
Sarah.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah. I learned something over the weekend that on this gas and electric, assessment. But, for the utility company, that we may not be getting taxes off, but we'll discuss that later in one of our work sessions. We have a Class C liquor license for the Robinson Wedding, December 10th. Barn on the Ridge. Everything here looks in good order. I've been going through it earlier.
AG's not looking this way, so apparently he's satisfied.
Double check.
Yeah.
Motion to approve?
Second.
Okay. Sarah?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Did you do the utility assessment?
What's that?
Did you do the utility assessment?
Yeah, gas and electric.
And there was,
the
utility one was separate.
I thought he did.
That's the one we did.
Oh, we did the first one, the gas and electric.
The utility one was separate.
Separate.
Letter C.
Okay.
Motion to approve the utility assessment.
Second.
Sarah?
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yeah.
Jim Carrey?
Correctional Center. First one is Elliot Russell, correctional officer, full time. Time off 11/13/22 to 12/11/22. Next one is for Addison Clayton, or is that Clayton Addison?
Addison Clayton.
It's a new hire. It's a part-time kitchen assistant, $9.36 an hour, effective November the 23rd. The next one is for Patrick.
Oh, he's comfortable with Patrick O.
Patrick O.
Yeah. He's comfortable with Patrick O.
I could never pronounce that. Correctional officer full-time, 6 month step increase, $41,362.40 to $42,429.10. And the next one is for Brittany Whalen, kitchen cook, anniversary, 6 month step increase. Previous rate $11.01 an hour. New rate is $13.56 an hour.
So how do you say that? Is it Ogogzalek?
Ogogzalek, I think.
Wow, that's heavy. We're just calling Patrick.
There's just one Patrick, so.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
new business?
I have none.
I have none either. Future agenda items.
I do need to ask when you want to set up the swearing in for the other three officials, for the county attorney, county treasurer, and board supervisors. Which meeting date do you want to do that?
I will be here on the 20th. I will be back on the first meeting in January. I will be gone the 27th, I believe it is.
So you want to do it the meeting before Christmas?
Let's do it then.
That works for me.
27?
And we'll double check with Janelle and, Lisa and make sure they're going to be available then. So, because I need to let the courts know so that we can have a judge come down.
We often skip the meeting between Christmas and New Year's anyway, so.
If you guys want to do that, you need to let us know so we can notify everybody.
Well, I won't be here so they can do whatever they want.
They can do whatever they want. It's up to you two guys.
Okay, future agenda items. Anybody have any future agenda items? I think Kristen, you want to get the workstation on vaping, you said at the board, at the health board meeting. So you work that in with Terry and whoever you want to do that.
I think we've got one on the 6th with the county attorney for that funding for fentanyl. And I know Zach was coming up with something for the, toward the, maybe the 13th or after that.
I think maybe, that's what I was just checking the count. I think maybe we're looking at, could be the 13th, but I think maybe we decided the 20th. Because I think we were going to get comments through the 9th, and then that would give us that week that the 13th, if we need to make any changes.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And then we can have the work session on the 20th.
Okay, okay.
That works.
Committee report.
I attended COGCO, the City County Health Insurance Board, in a meeting, and claims are up, and they're higher than they've been in several years, so we'll have to wait a couple of months before we see the impact on the county's health insurance premiums. And I attended the EFSP, the Emergency Food and Shelter Program Board. It's a FEMA program that gives annual grants to organizations like Community Action, Salvation Army, domestic violence, that sort of thing. And to make the meetings legal, they have to have a supervisor there. So they asked me a few years ago if I would do that. So and they were discussing maybe expanding the board membership. They don't meet very often, once or twice a year. And that's all I have.
I had early childhood development. We talked about it a little bit, but they're having issues with getting doctors, even fill cavities. So that's an issue that we're looking into. Also, the PBIS project is moving forward for the positive behavioral interventions and support. It's quite interesting. I still have some issues with some of that. I think not everything needs to be approved, but anyways, that's all on me. The other one is GIS. They're going to order a new plotter, and then just going through budgeting, and that's it.
Chris, thank you again for giving my update on my meeting. I had a public health meeting, so. It's nice about being on that board. You have to be here. So, public input time. We'll give the public 2 minutes to call in. 319-753-8203, extension 4, or email board@dmcounty.com. We'll give you 2 minutes for that.
I think while we're waiting, Natalie should say something, since you just got sworn in.
What's that?
I just think, I mean, your husband's here and everything, you might as well just, unless you're afraid to speak in front of your husband.
I actually talk more than he does.
We know Natalie.
I just look forward to serving for the next 4 years, and I thank the residents of Des Moines County.
And congratulations again.
Boy, it's gonna be an awful long 2 minutes here if nobody speaks up.
Well, Carter's the one that normally has the joke for the story to put in here.
Tom, tell us something interesting. This guy's got a million of them. And go.
I don't think you want to hear some of
them. Have you hit any mailboxes lately?
Me?
Wasn't that you?
School bus?
I haven't hit one since.
There's a public interest.
If I say, you're really on camera, she would do you like that.
He's me. Talking about me?
You know, the sad thing about that is, I think I'm being watched, because when I did that, when I got back into the school, first thing I did was call the transportation director and said I'd run over. He said, yeah, I know, they've already called your run over mailbox. He didn't even let me get mailbox out of my mouth.
that's just small town.
Yeah.
I have a question. What was the judge's name that swore Natalie?
Judge Dean.
Dean. Emily Dean. Yeah. Emily Dean. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, 2 minutes are up, and we have a work session coming up here with the county attorney and local health. So, what's in high, we're out of here.
Aye.
Give us about 5 minutes and we'll recoup.